Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
I feel like a March Madness bracket of my favorite hire for this year, and I change my mind like every week.
I know, because what's about to come out of your mouth is, this may be my favorite thing we've done all year.
So it is, and it probably is. Making this decision. Okay, so hiring a personal assistant is something that you and I talked back and forth about for a while, and kind of in the scheme of, we're not ready. Like, who are we to have that? What would we even have them do? That feels ridiculous for probably like 2 years, 2 to 3 years, honestly. And part of that came from my own bullshit of growing up with, like, my mom and Nana have like a house cleaning business and they do some of these things for other people. And they were kind of personal assistant-esque for clients growing up. And I had my own kind of like mind junk around like what that meant that I grew up as that girl and now I'm wanting to hire that person in my life. So I had to kind of process that. But then, holy moly, it was not only easier than I thought to like make it happen, as in more affordable than I thought, more attainable than I thought, more realistic than I thought, all of the things that I thought it was going to be, is every version of it was easier. But I did not anticipate as much freedom in my brain as I got from it. How do you feel about it?
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. You know, I think similarly, I had my own kind of limiting beliefs. And part of that is, you know, when you're taught like you work hard and then you take care of yourself and you're independent, then that also means you should be doing all of these things to take care of your household. And then add on, if you want to get really into it, I had this conversation yesterday was someone about being raised in the Catholic Church and literally the morality behind the kind of person you're supposed to show up as, and not just as a human, but also as a wife, and some of the toxic things that are out there that, you know, teach you to be submissive and
your role in the house.
It can get a little bit deep. So we'll keep it a little more light than that today. But I do want you to know that I think there is a possibility for anyone to make this work. What you need and how it works for you can be different. And how Emily and I think started is a lot more attainable than I think people realize. And then also what it can grow and change into. I think it'll continue to evolve over time. I feel like we made a pretty big leap because because you had a mom and a grandma that cleaned houses, and my spouse's mom cleaned houses for 20 years, you and I both knew the value of a clean house. So we've had house cleaners
for years.
For years. Like basically since we had our own place. Like, and, you know, and sometimes it was more often than not, or
less often.
Like not as often as we wanted it to be or whatever. But like now I think it's a way more consistent thing. But we were ready for more help. And I think part of this comes down to I started to recognize the value of my time. And there's like, I really get frustrated with this because I think sometimes people start to think about the value of their time and then they assume they should never do anything. And it's like, I don't know. Like, I have no shame in picking up dog poop in my own backyard. Right. Like, I would never want to hire someone for a job I'm not willing to at least learn how to do myself or have done myself. And if I get to that point, that I need to probably check something myself.
Hire a pooper scooper company.
Yeah. And I might at some point. We have three elderly beagles and they poop like 10 feet off the porch. So like, it's really annoying, but that's neither here nor there. When we were going into this season, I think we were trying to identify what it would look like. Cause I feel like the versions I had seen out in the world in terms of like personal assistant, you either have like a cleaning person or you have this like full on live in assistant that's like house managing, nannying, doing all the grocery shopping.
My version of this was like every celebrity I followed as a younger person, and they had their best friend was their personal assistant. Like Khloe Kardashian's best friend is her personal assistant.
Right. And they're like managing a calendar and walking around with the phone and like on all these rides with you. Like, or like, you know, it's the Devil Wears Prada thing where they're like kind of like abused to the point where they are doing all these ridiculous tasks and being run all around town. So trying to even understand what could that mean and how can it not be weird? But how can it be helpful and how can it make sense for us? I think the first thing we had to do was identify what were the things that were holding space in our brains that were actually like preventing us from doing our job well or as efficiently
and
as
not
we
just
could.
Our job, but like living life with less stress.
Right.
I think like so many people are talking about, and again, it's going to be different for you. So like the examples that we use, you might be like, oh my God, I love doing that in my house. Truly no shame. Like pick something else. It's totally fine. But like, you know, you always hear the conversations of like, what do you want to spend your weekends doing? And I would rather pay someone during the work week to get it done instead of anyone doing it on a weekend.
Yeah. And I think that's part of it. It's like, okay, you can set a boundary that you never cut the grass, but do you really want your husband out in the yard all day, every Saturday, taking care of the yard? I mean, maybe you love that. Maybe that's the time you get to go to the grocery store and you get to do your own. Like, there is literally no shame in that. Also, there's no shame in it changing over time. And like, especially if you have a family, I think it shifts as your kids age.
What are they helping out with? What are their activities? What's your capacity?
Right. So all of this is based on you, where you're at, what you need, and what are your desires. And so I think Emily and I both made a list of like,
dream world.
This would be nice. Yeah. This would be nice. And this is like the things that are more like, they're preventing me from doing other things, or they're like, I'm thinking about them instead of, you know, whatever. And so I think we both landed on fairly different lists with some of
them. Yeah, we have some household similarities. So laundry is a big thing for us,
yeah.
But not just doing it, but like collecting it, doing it, folding it, putting it away. Like it starts and it ends with that person. That has been critical for both of us. We have, you know, a kiddo, she's almost five. And so our house, even between house cleanings, just gets messy. Like when it like needs picked up, and having a clean kitchen is always so great. So like having that be wiped down and organized or whatever. And so what we were seeing is we were needing like a filler cleanup in between regular house cleanings. And so having that person come in more often, the personal assistant person coming in more often and just sprucing up, like not cleaning, but sprucing up, made such a huge difference.
Oh yeah, for sure. And our house doesn't tend to get as messy because we don't have kids, but they're, because we had moved like last fall, there's like a lot of like weird little things that unless you make time to do them, they just kind of sit there.
And I'm
you know?
Queen of like, what is it that our friend Liz, who's a blogger over at Within the Grove.
Oh, she literally called me. I rejected her call like 5 minutes ago.
she calls this the 99% club. So like you do a project 99% and it's almost done. It's not quite done. It's almost done. I am the queen of 99% projects. And it could be as simple as like, I finish it all, but like the paint cans need to be put back up or boxes need to be broken down or something. Right. And to have like a right-hand person who I can just be like, would you mind? Like, can you do? And it's just, I feel like I'm not dreading some of those projects now because I know I'm going to have like a little shadow behind me that's like, whoop, got it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we were combining households, so I don't talk about it a whole lot, but we are full-time caregivers for our 94-year-old grandmother. But that also meant moving a house she had lived in for over 50 years. There was a lot of purging done in advance. But some of the weird stuff just like ended up at our house. So we had literally 50 years of garden and like yard things on top of everything that was in our shed on top of like, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. So you can imagine how these are the kinds of things that just sit and like weigh on you. And you're like, oh, I really should do that this weekend. I really should blah, blah, blah. And so we brought someone on. And at first, I think we both were like desiring more time, but we needed to start. And I think the just starting, I think both of us were surprised at how one day a week was just so much of a difference.
I think it's not going to be. And then you're like, holy balls, this was great.
Right. So instead of having someone come in for like an hour a day or a couple hours a day, we stacked their time. And so we ended up hiring someone to come in for 6 to 8 hours every Monday at my house and 6 to 8 hours every Tuesday at Emily's house. And they're the same person. So we can, they had the benefit of it was more time for them that was kind of stacked. But it kind of gave us a runway to give this a shot. And we've been, I would have to look, but I think we've had a personal assistant since last January or February. Yeah. It was really early 2021. And we haven't talked much about it. I think partially I felt a little bit fancy and like I didn't want other people to
I try to talk about our personal assistant like in different scenarios, like
help me, everyone's like, it must be nice.
Help me get this project done. Or like someone will be like in my family, like, oh, you want to do that? Well, when is that going to get done? Oh, well, I'm just going to have my personal assistant. Okay. Well, I'll just keep that to myself.
Yeah. And I feel like I keep it a secret a lot because people just have this weird feeling that, I don't know, it just becomes an awkward conversation sometimes. So that's a me issue. I need to work through that. I need to make sure that I'm not making it weird because it's not weird. Like we have help. It is fantastic. And we're able to really work through things in our household that, you know, otherwise would be put on the back burner. Or they happen, but they're like a task that we end up dreading. So I want to share a little bit about the kinds of tasks that our personal assistant does in my house, because I do think it's a little bit different than Emily's, but like I said, a lot of overlap. We have her come in, and I every week have her do laundry. Every week I have her sweep the floor because we have three dogs and a lot of dog hair. And then I every week will write a list for lunches. And then anything, we basically call it extra. So we have like a set of staple things that happen every week regardless. And then we have a couple of things that will just be added in to kind of fill the time. And those vary based on where we're at with the house, based on where we're at with what's going on in life, even seasonality wise. Like it, maybe we need to blow the leaves off the driveway, or maybe we need to bring in hoses for the winter, or what, I mean, whatever. Like sometimes they're odd tasks, but they're not like a consistent thing. But I think my favorite piece that we have had done that I was surprised how much it's like the laundry thing. Great for sure. But Jared was doing most of it already.
Yeah, you started out lucky.
But I really dreaded putting it away and like would always get like negative about it. So like not having to touch it at all, it makes a big difference. So I don't get grumpy because he would always do it. And then it would inevitably be 11 PM. I want to go to bed and there's laundry all over the bed and it's put it away or put it back in a basket.
Mine's on a chair right now.
So that definitely helped our marriage, I think, in having to not have an argument about laundry. But the thing I like the most is probably lunch is done because, you know, I spent a big chunk of 2019 really focusing on my health and focusing on feeling better and prioritizing things that would allow me to do that. And then when we brought in a personal assistant, I wanted to like get back to some of those things, but found that I didn't have as quite a long of a lunch break. Cause it used to be like in 2019, it was like, I'd peace out to like go make a full meal. Or you could like
go to a restaurant.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, like I had way more time. I could go to a restaurant and come back. Like there was a lot more flex time. Now I would much prefer to only take 30 minutes and then in my day sooner. And again, right. This is a seasonal thing. So like that's just the season we're in now. But there was a couple weeks where there was a break and I was like, what did I do before? How do I make lunch? And so I was not caring for my body in the same way. And so I literally didn't feel as good because I wasn't eating as many vegetables and I was like going out to fast food more, ordering food more. And so it's really a big help. Not only do I have her prepare lunch, but I do have her prep the parts of dinner that I dread. So I love to cook. I hate to chop. It's a small thing. But like if someone pre-chopped all your onions or your peppers or whatever, would you be more likely to actually make dinner? I'm going to guess the answer is yes.
Yeah. I think the odd things that I didn't necessarily see happening but happened that I really liked, laundry and the random like pickup was so helpful. Knowing that that was coming every week was really great. But I tackled so many big projects. So like literally switching to Penny's big girl room, our assistant helped us out with reorganizing our entire like basement storage room and like old kid stuff and paint and like random outdoor stuff, garage organization, closet organization, that kind of stuff that I was just like, ooh, these are things that like I would have spent an entire weekend doing and then not totally finished. And it can happen like in the middle of a day when I just like have back-to-back meetings, which seems pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, and because it happens the way it does, it's kind of surprising. Like, and this is what I love having a team in general, not just a personal assistant, but a team in general. You know, before, if my day got derailed, the whole day was like, that meant the business got derailed. Like, cause I was and was synonymous with the business, right? And as we've grown a team, if I get derailed, I get derailed. But the whole rest of the team doesn't have to be drugged down with me and the business continues to move forward. Which sounds like what a concept, but no, for real. I think there's so many people out there, even people with a small team, that if there was a disruption, it, regardless of what it comes from, like it literally could be someone got a COVID exposure at your kid's school and then you have to pull your kid out of school. And
had our whole HVAC system replaced in the middle of a day. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. I work. I'm here, but I work.
Right. Or that one time your basement flooded?
Twice. You mean which one?
Which one? So, you know, when those kind of life things happen, the nice part about having a team that is truly trained and able to support you is that things keep rolling. And so, for me, that usually means that even if I'm a little frustrated about how my day went, that I can turn around and be like, well, things are actually okay. And I don't feel quite as bad because this, and this still got done. And I want to paint a picture of just what this could look like for service providers and high earning service providers, people who are managing clients. Like, how could you fit hiring a personal assistant into your business and how could you make it connected and why would you do that instead of another team role?
Yeah, I think, the two biggest pieces of advice I have are things that I want people thinking about are kind of what we mentioned earlier is it can start a lot sooner and a lot smaller than you think. Just because you want a personal assistant, you don't have to hire that person 7 days a week. So what's a reality that you can have someone come in for a couple of hours on a half day or a full day, but just 1 day a week? What could that look like to you? And literally just start there. Start there to see if it's something you want to grow in, if you connect with that person really well, if it actually, like the impact that it actually has on you. Because I think once you begin to see that, it's going to show up in ways that you're not expecting right now and that you just can't predict right now. And so the value of that and trying to figure out how to make that work will become a little bit more priority. The second thing I would really consider you thinking about is like, literally, I didn't necessarily know what I wanted it to look like. If I wanted it to be the same, if it was going to be like a strict routine every time, if it was going to be something different, if it was going to be big project or small things, I didn't know. So just give yourself permission to kind of just test some stuff. The very first day, like just make a list of all your like dreamiest things that you could think of, knowing that they're not all going to get tackled that day, but like write down your list of priorities. What I found that I liked doing was I made a list of like, I want you to do this first every single time, but I also kind of put a time limit on it because I don't want a kitchen deep clean when you come here every time. I want you to spend 20 minutes zooming around, just doing a quick pickup, wipe down off the counters, check the dishes, and then like move on to the rest of the like day's activities. But I want you to start there first. And I feel like knowing, you know, 8:30, 9 a.m., whatever, every single Tuesday by 9:30, everything's going to be picked up and like feels like a good fresh start to the day. And then we can tackle other things.
Yeah, that's why my first things are sweeping the floors and starting the diffusers. Because like, that's something I want to do. It's not something I do all the time. So, but if all of a sudden my house smells nice and I don't walk down the hall and end up with a clump of dog hair attached to my socks, like it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. But yeah, I think the list makes a big difference and you can organize this however makes sense for you. Because this person was like physically in our space, I found like making a handwritten note was the simplest. But you know, if you are communicating in advance electronically, like you could absolutely do this on a project management system or even just a Google Doc. But I think for sure, even if you don't know what it's going to look like, at least a good suggestion for a starting point is having a list of kind of like MVP, like if nothing else gets done, this is what I want to accomplish. And then here's all the other things I want to try and tackle. And like she said, sometimes it might be a project gets half started and it takes two or three visits before it's completed, but that's okay. And sometimes it's just like a little thing that needs done. You know, one of the like weird byproducts of hiring a personal assistant. My plants all have baby plants. Because they're on a regular water schedule. Yes.
And they've been turned.
Yeah, sounds simple enough, but all my plant babies are thriving.
My plants are thriving as well.
It's like, oh, surprising. When someone is actually like, they purposefully think about it.
You know, we started this conversation sharing like our own kind of mental hangups or assumptions about this, but I really find it interesting that the conversation for the last couple of years, especially in the parenting space, but also even in the just friend group space, has been we want more support, we want more community, we want more, you know, everyone, like a lot of people joke around like moving out into like a commune together with like their friends and their friends who have kids so we can all help each other out and like kind of reminiscing on when neighborhoods were set up a little bit differently where they had their own grocery store or their own bank or their own whatever and you had your own like pod, right? And then we also started to see that being more desirable because of the pandemic and all of that stuff happening. What I find interesting though is a lot of us, I'm not going to say all of us, but a lot of us have those desires. and know that we need more support and know that we want more support. We not only want it for ourselves, but we want to provide it for other people when we know that they also need it. And yet, when we can hire and actually pay someone to support us, we get hung up in our head about, do we deserve this? Is this too fancy? Whatever the excuse you want to put here. And so I would just encourage you to check yourself if you're kind of listening to this and saying, oh, like, this is not a reality for me. This would feel really weird for me. I don't know if I could get over X, Y, Z, whatever it might be. Really ask yourself, have you also been the same person who's been craving more community support within your pod and your network? And if that's a yes, then literally this is a solution to that.
Yeah. I will say, if you're not ready to like bring someone on specifically as a PA, I do think there's like a step zero even. I know Emily said just a couple hours a week, but like it could mean you hire someone to consistently clean your house. It could mean you start getting your groceries delivered. It could mean you hire a laundry service that like picks up and brings back your laundry. There are services that are more niche to like a specific, I wouldn't say issue, but like kind of like, you know, if you want someone to just mow your lawn, like you can hire that service. I think the unique opportunity with a personal assistant is it can look a little bit more flexible and it can look like a bigger mix of things. And this is definitely more of like a personal right. assistant. Like there is a difference between an executive assistant who is assisting you inside your business. And I'm happy to do a whole other episode on that if you guys have interest in that. But this is literally about having them focus on your life things so that you can serve in other ways. Because here's the thing. At the end of the day, Emily and I are still service minded. We're still service providers in our own sense. And we are serving our own clients and our own students. And the idea that like you would be at work and have someone providing a service for you while you're providing a service for someone else, you're like, what? But like, it's about coming back to that zone of genius. Like, if you're not best suited to be doing the thing.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. My last kind of hack before we go, I was just thinking of this because if it isn't clear, like we hired our PA through our company, which we work in together, right? And so we, maybe that was also a way for us to get it faster. We were using someone for 2 days instead of just one person using her for 1 day, right? Can you communicate with your local group of friends in your community, your neighborhood, someone you trust, a family member, whatever? Do you want to go in on someone with me? Because oftentimes if that's not their full-time job or they're doing it part-time or whatever the situation might be, if you're only wanting 4 hours on a Friday, that might be a little harder to find. But if you could do a full day with someone, but they split it between you and your neighbor, maybe that's a reality.
Right. Right. No, totally. And I just want you to know that we plan to get way deeper into the weeds of what it looks like to hire help and delegate and get the people you need supporting you and your business. And in this instance, like how to hire it strategically so that you can focus on your business. We're going to be diving way more into hiring and what that looks like inside the incubator. So if you're curious as to what that might look like as you scale your service-based business, I would love to talk to you in the DMs. Feel free to send us a message over at Boss Project. But if you want to see a bit of a highlight of how that might be covered inside the incubator, head over to bossproject.com/incubator.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.